Hi, it's Outside the Box, demonstrating that crisis can lead to opportunity. Today's topic is, one is good. Here's a success story from a place you might not expect, Iran. In 1956, Iran had a population of 19 million and a fertility rate of 7.7 children per woman. It was one of the world's fastest-growing nations. Its population jumped by 6 million in just a decade. In order to slow its unmanageable growth, Iran began family planning programs. However, those didn't work very well. The fertility rate was still over 6, and the population had jumped to 37 million by the time of the 1979 revolution. Then calls came from clergy and government to have even more children to help fight the war against Iraq. By 1986, there were almost 50 million Iranians, and the fertility rate was over 8. But just as suddenly, people woke up to the fact that the land, about the size of the state of Alaska, and the economy couldn't continue to support such a growing population. There were too many mountains and not enough farmable land or water to sustain many more people. So, healthcare workers, women's advocates, clergy, government officials, demographers, and others got together and came up with a reborn family planning campaign with the slogan, "One is good, two is enough." Even the Ayatollah joined in to support the new strategy. There was no one-child mandate like China's. Instead, healthcare educators and practitioners went door-to-door, giving out condoms, pills, injections, vasectomies, tubal ligations, and whatever women and men asked for, all for free. It turned out that women, especially, were eager for much smaller families. They were exhausted by the war, suffering economically, and wanted their children, especially daughters, to get an education. They were marrying later, going to college, and having fewer children. The family planning programs and the government did their part with these mobile clinics, sex education classes, and the message that one is good, two is enough. When Iranian women had control of their bodies, almost all wanted one or two children, at most, or none at all. By 2000, just over a decade after the campaign began, the fertility rate shrunk from over 8 to 2.1. By 2012, it was 1.7 children per woman, one of the lowest in the world. Iran's population is currently about 70 million, but is expected to stabilize soon and to decrease as women pass through childbearing age with many fewer children. Although abortion in Iran is illegal, there's much less ambivalence about family planning there than here in the U.S. Most Iranians recognize that the country's resources should be supporting a smaller population, especially in light of foreign trade embargoes. The Iran story is exciting in several ways. One is the fast turnaround the country made in reducing its fertility rate. When women were in control, the birth rate dropped quickly. This could happen anywhere, and it has in many countries where family planning is offered. It was the mobilization by many segments of the country, combined with economic, environmental, and carrying capacity threats, that sped up the change. We usually think of change occurring slowly, but it doesn't have to. The Iranian people realize that population is slowly outstripping the food supply, arable land, fresh water, and other natural resources. It is happening in many other countries around the world. Can those countries recognize the cliff they're heading toward and begin to stabilize and reduce not just consumption, but the number of consumers? Since it was done in Iran, it can be done anywhere, including the U.S., which has probably the highest consumption rate in the world. Something has to give. Will our increasingly degraded planet begin to collapse because too many people are consuming too much? Or will we figure out how to avoid going over that cliff? Which way do you think it will go? What can you do to help avert this crisis? I'm Larry Danziger. Encourage that people can turn on a dime when their country and the planet are at stake.